Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with a new development in the legal battle between Vince McMahon and his accuser Janelle Grant. According to information obtained yesterday by the New York Post, Grant wrote a long and detailed love letter via email expressing her feelings for McMahon while they were still sexually involved back in 2021. Grant has claimed through her lawyer that McMahon coerced her into writing the letter. Grant has alleged in her lawsuit against McMahon that she was sexually abused by him for years. The lawsuit came one day before McMahon stepped down permanently from all positions of power within TKO Group, the parent company of WWE. Said Grant's attorney Ann Callis to the Post, quote, "Frankly, it's pretty disgusting that Vince's weeks-late attempt to defend his horrendous behavior, behavior he claims to this day never happened, is to try to showcase letters that Vince himself coerced her to write. His psychological torture of her continues," end quote. In response, McMahon attorney Jessica Taub Rosenberg told the Post, quote, "Nowhere in her voluminous complaint that is replete with fabrications does she mention being coerced into such behavior. The language of the letter is consistent with other communications she made to Mr. McMahon over the course of their consensual relationship," end quote. The Post also revealed that it had received text message evidence from a spokesperson for Grant indicating that she had injured her finger 3 days before the letter was alleged to have been written. In the text exchange, which was not included in the evidence for the case but alleged to be genuine by the spokesperson, Grant expresses concern that she may not be able to write the letter McMahon wants her to. The authenticity of that text exchange has yet to be fully confirmed. WWE presented the WrestleMania Go-Home edition of Monday Night Raw last night on the USA Network, live from the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. The show concluded with The Rock and Universal Champion Roman Reigns standing tall after beating down both Cody Rhodes and World Champion Seth Rollins with a weight belt.
With the bloodline.
The beatdown took place following Rollins' match against Solo Sikoa, which went to a no contest due to outside interference from sources on both sides, including Rhodes, Reigns, and Jimmy and Jey Uso. The Sikoa-Rollins match was made during the opening segment of the show in which Rollins confronted The Rock and demanded a one-on-one match later in the evening. Women's World Champion Rhea Ripley and her WrestleMania challenger Becky Lynch also clashed in a pull-apart brawl during an in-ring promo segment.
And Becky's had enough!
I love everything about it! These two want to fight!
Becky taking out everybody! Oh, can you imagine what it's going to be like at WrestleMania Saturday when these two are fighting over the Women's World title?
Yes. Deeply personal.
Sami Zayn and Bronson Reed battled to another no contest due to Intercontinental Champion Gunther's attacks on both Chad Gable and Zayn. In other results, the Judgment Day beat DIY in the New Day when Damian Priest pinned Tommaso Ciampa. Damage Control beat Zoe Stark, Shayna Baszler, and Tegan Nox. Ricochet defeated Ivar. And the team of Maxxine Dupri and Ivy Nile went over Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell when Dupri pinned Hartwell. After the match, LeRae berated Hartwell for getting pinned. CM Punk publicly addressed his time in AEW for the first time since leaving the company during a long-form interview yesterday with Ariel Helwani. Among the topics, Punk discussed his departure, responding to Tony Khan's claims that Punk had made him fear for his life during their confrontation backstage at Wembley Stadium for All In last August.
I can't tell you what Tony felt or what he was thinking, but I never did anything that would make him fear for his life. But, you know, he's who he is.
Did you feel like your reputation was being slandered?
Of course.
Someone hears that and you think, I'll be honest, I hear that, and I like, did Punk attack Tony?
Yeah, I know. And everyone's like, oh my God, think of the billionaires. Like,
right.
No. Yeah, they're very much as a part of, there's a concerted effort to, I guess, slander me and try to ruin my character and stuff like that. Like, and it, that's kind of the genesis of all the drama, you know? Like, don't do that. Don't, why are you doing that to a guy who works for your company? Why are you lying? Why are you spreading rumors and lies and bullshit about your top guy? Doesn't make any sense.
Funk also addressed the All-In incident itself, in which he choked out Jack Perry after Perry had criticized him on television for preventing him from going through with a pre-taped vignette that involved breaking real glass.
I didn't think there was going to be a problem. He obviously took something very business-minded, very personally. And that's fine, because I've done that before too. But it's very much who he's friends with. And, you know, shit never got squashed. Nobody's in charge. And it turned into what it turned into.
So he says that, clearly a shot at you, as you said. Match is over. He goes to the back. What happens?
I went to Tony, and I was just like...
Which Tony, by the way?
Tony Khan.
Okay.
And I was like, please handle that. Like, please. And he was like, what do you want me to do? And I was like, I'm not telling you what to do. Just be the boss, please. Like, I'm tired of this shit. You know? Like, I told you this was a mistake. I told you separate shows wasn't going to work, and now we're all here, and, you know, like, please handle it. Because if you don't, you're not going to like the way I handle it.
Did he handle it?
No.
The pre-tape in question took place during an early episode of Collision, the genesis of which Punk also addressed during the interview.
Tony's big idea was separate show. We're going to separate everybody. And I said, that'll never work. Just let me go. Just get me out of here. Just pay me my money. I've already been off TV. I hurt this arm. Just get me out of here. You know, no, can't let you go. Why? Just let me go. Who cares? It's best. I mean, these guys don't want me here. This isn't a real business. This isn't a business predicated on making money, drawing money, selling tickets, you know, doing business. It's not what it was sold to me as. So let me go. No, I can't let you go. I'm going to do this new show.
In more AEW news, the company made its first mass release of talent yesterday, with 10 individuals being let go, as reported by Mike Johnson of PW Insider. Among them are the Tate twins, also known as Dalton Castle's boys, as well as Parker Boudreau, Stu Grayson, Slim J, Anthony Henry, Dasha Fuentes, Gravity, Jose Garcia, aka Jose the Assistant, and Jorda Joel. All released talents are considered free agents effective immediately, according to the report. In ratings news, last week's edition of SmackDown drew an audience of 2.201 million viewers to Fox, which was down from the previous week's audience of 2.235 million, according to WrestleNomics. The rating in the 18-49-year-old demographic was a 0.60, also slightly down from the previous week's 0.61. SmackDown last week ran against March Madness games on CBS, TBS, and ESPN. Friday's edition of AEW Rampage drew 350,000 overall viewers to TNT, with 144,000 of those viewers in the 18-49-year-old demographic. In WWE Hall of Fame news, Liam Iavia was announced yesterday as the latest member of the Hall of Fame class of 2024, with her grandson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, scheduled to do the induction. Johnson said of her on social media, quote, "One of the first ever female promoters of professional wrestling. She was a trailblazer. She was a protector of our family. She was the real final boss," end quote. Along with her husband, High Chief Peter Maivia, Leah Maivia founded Polynesian Pacific Championship Wrestling in Hawaii in 1979, and continued to run the company as the sole promoter after the High Chief's passing in 1982, up until the promotion's closure in 1988. Leah and Peter Maivia would become the second husband and wife duo to both be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame, following Edge and Beth Phoenix. The High Chief was inducted into the Hall by Johnson in 2008. In news from Japan, Julia showed up during Pro Wrestling Noah's Monday Magic show yesterday at Shinjuku Face. During an in-ring promo segment, the free agent revealed that her contract with Stardom had officially expired, and she's agreed to work Noah's Wrestle Magic show on May 4th at Sumo Hall. In the post-show press scrum, she stated, quote, I'm Julia, unemployed from today. I quit Stardom yesterday. I came here because I was called. The fact that I'm here means that the wrestling world will become more and more interesting, so please look forward to the future, Julia. Arrivederci. See you soon. End quote. That translation was courtesy of Pro Wrestling Noah's English language social media team. A 6.5-year veteran, Julia has been considered one of Japan's top women's wrestlers from the time of her October 2019 debut in Stardom. It is strongly expected she'll be signing with WWE after helping former Stardom owner Rossi Ogawa launch his new Japanese women's promotion later this year. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.